Welcome, I'm John LaVey, and you're listening to There You Are, Jesus, podcasting modern-day evidence of personal interactions with God. From irrefutable eyewitness to circumstantial coincidence, from regaining consciousness between death and cardiopulmonary resuscitation, to multi-layered coincidences that occur with a little too much relevance, timing, and repetition to not be divine synchronicity. I am a life to death and back survivor who was not an ordained priest before my momentary death. All priests have extensive training, but very few have actually died, regained consciousness without their human body, been taken to see God's throne and meet Jesus Christ eye to eye at heaven's entrance before being medically resuscitated back to life. Whereas I have, which is the value I bring to Christianity on earth. I was given a message during my visit to God's throne, and that message is to tell people how important the seven Holy Spirits are in comparison to how unknown they are here on earth. People attending church often hear about God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, but rarely do we hear about the seven spirits of God. And the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ is one of these seven spirits of God, which include knowledge, understanding, wisdom, Jesus Christ, counsel, might, and fear. To help you understand how deficient we are with God's seven Holy Spirits, consider this. The Bible consists of two main parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Old was written before Jesus lived on earth, and New was written after. The 39 books of the Old Testament and 27 books of the New Testament total 66 books in the Bible. Throughout all 66 books, the seven Holy Spirits of God are only mentioned 5 times, and those 5 mentions are only in the Old Testament. Even more surprising, the 5 mentions in the Old Testament are only found in 2 of the 39 books of the Old Testament. Only 2. So far as the 27 books in the New Testament, there is not one single mention of God's seven Holy Spirits throughout the entire New Testament. Not one. Yet the seven Holy Spirits of God have a permanent residence right at the front of God's throne. So I kind of get the point that Jesus and my grandfather George were making when I was with them between my death and cardiopulmonary resuscitation and was told, if you go back to life on earth, you should tell people about the seven Holy Spirits, because they are much more important here than they are with people on earth. By the way, I find it interesting that in heaven, they said, if I go back to life. Apparently, somehow they knew that my human body was in the process of undergoing cardiopulmonary resuscitation back on earth. I hadn't gone back yet, but apparently they knew that I might, and I did. So now that I'm back, out of curiosity, I asked an ordained priest of a church if they talk about the seven spirits of God in their services. And he said no. And he gave a reason. Because people have a hard enough time understanding the Holy Trinity of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, let alone all 7 of God's spirits. So this indicates to me that the extensive training for people to become ordained as priests and thereby mediate between humans and God does not make God's seven Holy Spirits a priority. It's kind of a daunting feeling to make these suggestions I'm getting ready to do, since I'm not a priest, I wasn't ordained, and I never planned on it. I'm just some guy who was killed, taken to see God without my human body, but my consciousness was there with memory, vision, and hearing of prayers. but never been ordained. But here I am making major contributions to Christianity. It's a message I was asked to deliver. All I can do is deliver it. So my goals in doing this are to make God's seven Holy Spirits as mainstream as God's Holy Trinity. Now, this involves training for ordained priests, inclusion in the services of every denomination of Christianity, and possibly creating a denomination in and of itself, such as the Church of Jesus Christ and all seven of God's Holy Spirits, all for the purpose of making the seven spirits as important on earth as they are in heaven, where they have permanent residence right at the front of God's throne. Consider this quote from the Bible, Book of John 14:12. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it." So with this in mind, here's what I ask of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please inform everyone how important this message is for your Father's seven Holy Spirits, and help them understand that since 2013, I have reached people in over 100 countries with this message, but I am no longer able to afford doing so, paying all the costs on my own, which is what I've been doing. I truly, and I do mean truly, need financial help in order to continue reaching worldwide with God's message. If you have the ability, yes, I'm going there because I have to. If you have the ability, please contribute financially to There You Are Jesus. There are several ways you can do this: by check or money order to United States Post Office Box 777, Lexington Park, Maryland, zip code 20653. That's P.O. Box 777, Lexington Park, Maryland, zip code 20653. Lexington is spelled L-E-X-I-N-G-T-O-N. Or you can donate online. If you donate online, use your desktop computer, not your mobile phone, but your desktop computer to visit us at There You Are Jesus. Yeah, there is a difference, because we're still paying for the completion of the mobile phone version to access our website. You'll be able to pull up some of our posts, but the homepage doesn't lay out the same as it does on the desktop. On your desktop, our donation page at thereyouarejesus.com is linked on the main menu at the top of the homepage. You've been listening to the podcast called There You Are Jesus, Modern Day Evidence, with new episodes bi-weekly, which is twice a month. Reach out with your own experiences too. You could be featured as a guest. Sponsorships are also available here on There You Are Jesus in return for donations. Email us if you're interested in this for information on how to be a guest, how to make a donation, how to be a sponsor, or just give feedback. We would love to hear from you, and we welcome critique. Send your email to john@thereyouarejesus.com. That's john@thereyouarejesus.com, and John is J-O-H-N. john@thereyouarejesus.com. Love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening.